It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
Hello. Good morning. Not really, good morning.
Seriously.
What?
602, the system's about to crash.
How do you know it's about to crash?
Well, it'll do things like, right now, it's saying it's playing, it says it is playing, what's it playing right now? It's playing our player performance, Golf to Go.
Uh-huh.
This isn't Golf to Go, if you're listening right now. This is Diddy and Dirty Money.
It is. Is that going to affect our YouTube, or is it just going to suddenly cut off?
No, I just have to restart the system while we're talking right now, so I'll just be multitasking.
I guess that's no big deal, right?
Nah.
Hey, how are you? Good morning and welcome in. We love each and almost every one of you.
Chris is laughing at you in the YouTube chat. I don't know why.
Because he just is.
I'm going to take a guess. It's the teal hat with the green Hurley shirt. Taking a guess.
Well, let me really blow his mind here. Hold on. I have three different shades of green on today. In solidarity with the A's and their fight for the ballpark, I'm wearing A's colors with this green and this green. And none of them go. And I love it.
You're doing it all on purpose?
Did
it just kind of happen?
I like triggering the chat. I do.
Oh.
Also, I get dressed in the dark. How are you?
So do I, but I don't have three different shades of green on.
Oh, you need to try harder.
Like, you look like an Oakland A San Jose shark. I don't know what.
I thought I wrote it down. Okay, well, I'll write it down right now. It's Luke Williams audio.
Oh, yeah. Cousin Luke.
It's good audio. We got a lot of good audio for you today, actually. We really do. Charles Barkley. And in fact, a lot of audio we've stolen from semi-competitors, which
yes.
I love doing. We have audio from our friend Sean Cunningham, who will be on this show sometime in the next couple weeks.
More of a contemporary on that standpoint, I agree.
So Sean got Charles Barkley to talk about the future of the Kings. We have from 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area, home of Kyle Madsen. Not really a competitor, but they got Will Clark getting loose on the shift.
Alert. Fan 2 failure. That can't be good.
Would that be MC or Christy?
Think so.
If Chris is fan 1.
I think Rudy and Tim might be actually moving up the fan rankings.
You know, screw Tim, but Rudy. Rudy is actually, Rudy and Leland are underrated. Because
I'll give you Leland, I'm not going to say
Leland. We talk about Chris, MC, and Christy all the time.
Well, they're the OGs.
They are. But we don't talk about, and we're talking to the YouTube chat, and we're doing the thing where we talk about something that most of you aren't participating in.
But that's
in,
this the segment every morning.
The consultants say not to do that, Jay.
We don't have consultants.
If they were here, they would say.
There's no budget for consultants here. Thank God, by the way.
But we've got Charles on the future of the Kings. We have... We have Charles on the future of the Kings. We have a kid hitting a walk-off in his first game. His first home run is a walk-off.
Go Phillies!
Crowd, his family, and the post-game interview is awesome. And we have Will Clark getting loose.
We also had a Sacramento kid throw some strikeouts yesterday. Got a little bit of audio of that coming up hitting off.
Let me tell you, I watched that thing. And, Sam Long and that little Uncle Charlie curveball of his.
What'd you call it?
Uncle Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Never heard that?
No, I have. Just I haven't heard that since, like, 74, but that's fine.
You were a sperm in 74.
I was, but I had ears. They called him Spears.
God, you're just the worst ever.
Ever? Wow, jeez.
Okay, not ever. Like Genghis Khan, I get it. But
thank
like,
you, appreciate
you're
it.
In the conversation.
It's all I have. It's the only place I ever want to be.
Some of my worst fears as a parent are coming to fruition.
Magoo's pregnant.
Yes. I have a spoiled child.
This just in? So you want to go on record with that?
Listen, my daughter is wonderful. I mess around all the time. She really is a good kid. And I love her like nobody's business. I'm really proud of her.
Can I just tell you, it's not a good thing when you have to put out a disclaimer that you love your child.
I know, like I'm totally doing the thing with my own spawn where I'm like saying nice things.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Because I'm about to drag my kid. So the reason I'm gone next week is because we decided to surprise our kids.
You're gone for a day next week.
You're right. Sorry. I'm gone for a day. Possibly Monday as well.
But with the wind.
Probably just a day. We're driving Thursday right after the show down to Los Angeles. And while capacities are still at 25 or 35%, we're taking our children to the Disneylands. Right?
All of them.
Probably the only way I would go to Disneyland anymore. And it's, you know, we want to do something nice for them.
Listen to you. The only way I'll go to Disneyland if I'm there 25%.
I don't want to go to Disneyland. I mean, that's a...
Me?
What am
you.
I? What am I? Is that
do I look like a commoner?
Is that some sort of weird thing that I...
I wouldn't call it weird.
Yeah, I mean...
A little persnickety, though.
Persnickety that I don't want to be at 100% capacity. Okay.
No, that you won't go unless you're not at 100% capacity. No. Nobody wants to be there at 100% capacity.
I've done that.
Anyways, your daughter. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyways. So we surprised the kids. We've been planning this for like 2 months. We surprised the kids last night at dinner, and my wife, the wonderful wife she is and mother, she had bought everybody shirts to wear the first day at Disneyland. Total Clark Griswold thing. By the way, mine has the logo, the bounty hunter on it. What's his face?
Dog?
Mando.
Oh.
And it's a Mandalorian shirt, but it says, "The Dadalorian, this is the way." Yeah,
You're that corny Caucasian family.
Hey, blame my wife. So we're all going to be in Disney shirts. Of course we are. Of course.
Hold on, I got to cue up some music for this.
Of course we are. So so anyways, my son's like excited, right? Well, as excited as the Magoo can get. My daughter, the first thing out of her mouth, is it going to be crowded? The second thing out of her mouth, is it going to be hot? The third thing out of her mouth while my wife is pulling out different clothings. Do I have to wear this all weekend? This is the same daughter on which when we surprised them three Christmases ago because we were taking them to Hawaii. Like, this is stuff I never got to do as a child.
Right.
I got it on video. Her first question was, are we going to miss school? Her second question was...
What kid asks that?
Her second question was, is this another... Quote, is this another cruise? I don't...
Spoiled much?
Exactly. Now, when she does stuff like this, like she did last night, I immediately put her to work. She did that. She emptied the dishwasher, did the dishes, cleaned a bunch of stuff. I just instinctively work her ass off. I don't know what to do. I don't know if that's because that's how teenagers are, or have I done something wrong in life? And it's probably both. I've done something wrong in life.
That's both. Teenagers suck. I was one once, I know.
I never was. I skipped.
Oh, just skip? Lucky you, dude. It's an awkward time.
Right to adulthood, dude.
Awkward time.
We'll take a break.
Wish I could. Come on.
I said we'll take a break.
Coming up next.
Sorry. Forgot to turn the pots back up after I restarted the system.
We have a fun show for you. We've got an A's win, a Giants loss, the Suns and the Nuggets. We've got tons of audio for you, and maybe, just maybe, the thing I'm most excited about. Sam Amick's joining us at 8:05. And Sam is just going to get dragged. We'll tell you why The show starts next.
It's time for Leading Off, brought to you by Lasher's Elk Grove Dodge, where for over 60 years, their name means a great deal in the Elk Grove Auto Mall and online at elkgrovedodge.com. Here's cut number one.
And the delivery on the way, and it's taken inside corner, fastball, ring him up, strike three called. And another shutout for the Oakland A's, their seventh this year. Final score A's 4, the D-backs nothing.
Imagine being a major league team and not even scoring a run. What a bunch of losers.
Two hits for the D-backs.
Two hits from the maniacal one, Sean Manaea.
I like that.
Two straight starts. That guy has looked lights out.
Yeah, they. I was watching, so it was kind of cool the way it worked out. And you heard that right here on Sports 1140 KHDK.
You're home of the A's.
I was hitting the ball around poorly on the golf course yesterday, but I had my little phone out with the Giants game on.
A little transistor radio.
Yeah. Watching old Sammy Long make his debut. And then the Giants game ended in extras, and then I went right over to the A's, and I think it was the sixth inning. And Manaea's still in there, and he had just struck somebody out. And they made a comment that he figured something out in his last start, which was a complete game 4-hit shutout. And he goes six here with a matching 111 pitches from his shutout and was just equally as dominant. And that is so great for the A's and such bad news for the rest of the AL West. Because if Manaea is figuring it out now, and they're able to add him back as a top flight staff member like that.
Plus, you'll have Lizardo back at some point.
Yo. 37-26, the Astros win, so they stay on pace with the A's. But the Athletics keep winning, and it's something to keep an eye on. We've looked at this, by the way, up to a plus 13 run differential. 19-17 at home, 18-9 on the road. The A's.
That's good for the road.
It's good for the road.
I was going to say, but wasn't yesterday like 4-0? And would you say their run differential now is plus 13?
Plus 13.
You see why it was plus 13 yesterday, because their four runs were not exactly scored in a fashion that will be like, oh man, the A's hitting is coming around. Canna is essentially responsible for all four runs. The first three come on a triple that should have been an out. But I mean, I get it. The rule is the umpires got the rule correct on that dropped ball. But it was a triple because it was a drop. And then he reaches in the seventh inning on a pop-up to the second baseman. They lose in the sun.
Manufacture runs, baby. Well, a first-place team in the West that is 18-9 on the road. Let's go to a first-place team in another West that is 18-9 at home.
Leading off, cut number two.
To the other umpire.
And that struck him out looking. Three up, three down inning. The Sammy Long cheering section is very loud.
I need to understand at some point when we have Sam Long on the show. I understand the whole there's another Sam Long in the world. I want to know what his preference is. Is he a Sam Long or a Sammy Long? And by the way, Sammy Longs sounds like, and if I'm that kid, I get an investor and I open up a bar restaurant right by the park called Sammy Long's, and you're set for life right there. Boom. Just like, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm thinking of Sam Malone and Cheers, but just sounds like...
Worked out well for Sam Malone.
It sure did. How about
question, what kind of food do you serve at Sammy Long's? It sounds like a seafood spot, right?
Of course you got to have seafood. You're on the water, but you're serving finger foods and appetizers, mozzarella sticks, and it's like a wings place.
I don't know. With the uppity San Francisco Giant fan, I feel like an upscale seafood spot called Sammy Long's would actually do really well right by the ballpark.
Zach Littell starts the game and goes one inning, and then Sam Long comes in. What a line for your debut. Four innings, one earned on one hit and a walk. It was a goofy earn. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Seven strikeouts. He struck out seven of the 12 batters, minimum batters he could have faced. Ends up facing, I think, 14 batters on 69 pitches.
Hey, did you want to see him go longer?
I want this
show.
Or
did you feel like...
go any longer.
Did you feel like it was an adequate amount of...
I thought it was fine. It was fine. And really, you want to talk about manufacturing home runs. They get back-to-back home runs. from the bottom of their lineup. And then that was it until extras. And in the end, Giants have done this too. They did this with the Cubs. They could have very easily swept both series. And then in the last game of the series before they go to Washington now and the Nationals, this is a game they should have won. Either way, though.
That's a rough loss.
95 mile an hour on the radar for Long. And that curveball is a weapon.
Yeah.
A weapon. Now, granted, we'll talk more about this later. Pitchers always have the advantage when they come into a league. They get called up. Pitchers always have the advantage the first time around. Mm-hmm. The real test for Sam, and he knows this, it's going to be in about 2-3 weeks when they have film on him, scouts, everything. He goes through the league a little bit. When they start seeing that the second time around, that's where it'll get interesting. But what a debut for Del Campo, for Carmichael's Sam Long, number 3.
Leading off. Cut number 3.
And this one gives the Suns their second win in as many tries against Denver in this Western Conference semifinal series. The final score, the Suns 123, the Denver Nuggets 98.
It's just not close. It's just not close so far. And we always say it. It's not a series until the home team loses a game. All that happened is the higher-seeded team won 2 games at home. And if I'm Michael Malone, that's what I'm saying, though he had a lot more to say.
I was just going
to
say, you talked earlier, like, we have a lot of good audio today. Yeah. Michael Malone ethered his own team in the press last night, and we have that as well.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, after game 2, I mean, and by the way, this, I know you said the home team has won 2 games. It hasn't been particularly close,
no,
I feel
hasn't.
Like.
It hasn't.
If your coach is calling you out for lack of effort in game 2 of the Western Conference semifinals, there's a problem there.
There is a problem there. And listen, Denver did a lot better in the second half getting to the free throw line. But when you're more than doubling your 3-point attempts than your free throw attempts, mm-hmm. that's just a lack of aggression.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about that last night. The splits for the Nuggets and Suns, and we're talking field goal, three-pointer, and free throw percentages. 40, 32, and 60 for the Nuggets. 48, 47, 88 for the Suns. Mm-hmm. That's your ball game.
Jeez.
That is 100% your ball game. You got to credit. Listen, a lot of people are going to focus on the Nuggets and what they're not doing. You also have to look at the fact, I heard this last night, and it blew me away. The Suns have the best defense in the playoffs so far.
Yeah, no, they've been locked down. They've been really good. Well, I mean, part of that is the Lakers not having Anthony Davis and realizing, oh, damn, our offense doesn't really work with him. But Denver doesn't have that problem. They've locked Denver down for 2 games. Denver has guys that are good on offense. This just in.
And Chris Paul is, I don't know that he's healthy.
According to him and the Suns, he's about 90% with that shoulder, which given Chris Paul's injury history, if you have him at 90%, you will take that every single game.
Whether or not he's healthy, he looks healthy.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
And that is a problem for the Denver Nuggets. Suns crowd on fire last night. It's great to see. That place was rocking and rolling. It was, I don't know what else to say, they were on fire. They were absolutely on fire, probably powered by Cinch. Cinch is in Phoenix, I assume they are. Hey, Father's Day is coming up a week from Sunday, not to mention all these grilling holidays. And hey, it's beautiful weather right now. Enjoy it while you can, because, oh my God, if you haven't looked. This weather report brought to you by Cinch. Next Wednesday, 100. Thursday, 106. Friday, 102. Today's high is 77. My point is, enjoy it while you can. And get that propane ready to go. Now, maybe you're not using your heaters on those days, but a lot of you are using your grills. And that's why you go to Cinch, CYNCH.com. It's a propane exchange. They leave the new tank on your front porch. They take your old tanks away. They'll even put it on your back porch if you ask them. It's simple. It's easy. It's simple, it's easy, that's it. And right now, use promo code DAVE, D-A-V-E, first exchange, $10. That's less than a half of what you're paying at a gas station. Work smarter, not harder. Spend smarter, not harder. It's not amateur paint. It's pro paint when you're talking about Cinch. Go to cinch.com. C-Y-N-C-H. Promo code Dave. Cinch.com. Promo code Dave. We'll take a break.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
Let's get into Bay Area baseball. The Giants drop one in extras. The A's win. Dave Cavill talks about the increase in A's payroll if they get a stadium issue. And we have some audio. A great moment in Philadelphia last night for a young player. We'll do all that right after this.
The Carmichael Dave Show.
These people talk endlessly, incessantly. They have a very high number of words per minute.
On Sports 1140 KHCK.
Sam Long wasn't the only
Sammy Long
major league debut yesterday. It was the one we're focused on because, of course, he's a local kid. They even pointed out on the broadcast that he went to the same high school that Dusty Baker, another guy that Giants fans were a little bit familiar with.
Well, who else did they point out that went to that high school?
Nobody, but Matt Barnes went to that school.
I was going to say, Barnes. Del Campo, no, because Del Campo's had products.
Yes,
sir.
They
products.
Have.
Products.
Del Campo has, Cordova has, Rio Americano has, a lot of local schools have.
When was the last time someone came out of Cordova? Derek Lee?
Jeff Jenkins. Derek Lee went to El Camino, dude.
Same thing. Jeff Jenkins. Wouldn't Jeff Jenkins retire?
I don't know.
Long time ago.
I never say El Camino's Derek Lee. I say Winston Churchill Junior High's Derek Lee. Right. I think that's more accurate.
Well, it's what most people know him for.
Turned down a scholarship to play basketball under Dean Smith.
Dare I say it? Rarely could you say this.
Worked out.
That worked out well.
Worked out. Wasn't the only debut. Imagine coming in your first start in the major leagues. In front of your family, you're in Philadelphia, which has super awesome fans.
Right. They're very empathetic. Dare I say sympathetic fans. They don't boo. They don't do anything. They cheer constantly. Just good fanning always happening in Philadelphia.
Imagine the pressure. You're in your first start. You're the new kid on the block. You're at home. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. You're down 1-0. There's a man on first. There's two outs, and it's an 0-1 count.
And you have a fan base just waiting to rip you apart.
Just waiting to rip you apart.
Ah, rookie, why didn't you pinch hit for him?
And here you go.
Fly ball, left field. Heredia is going back toward the wall. It did creep into everybody's mind. It's a two-run walk-off. Luke Williams! Yes, sir! How about this welcome to Philadelphia?
I think we know who we're going to interview, partner.
Is that some of the best color analysts you've heard on a walk-off? I think we know who we're going to interview there, partner.
It's
going to be the kid that hit the dinger.
You can't see it on the radio, obviously, because you can't see anything on the radio, but the look on his face when the ball went out, it's the exact same look every little kid has at Christmas when they get the present that surprises them mm-hmm. that they wanted so badly. Like this, oh my God. Like it was like this look of sheepish surprise and awe at what he just did. They kept their promise. They interviewed him after the game. And I thought this was a really, really cool moment.
Well, Luke, I know you mentioned your family. We've showed them a lot the last couple of days. And I know it's great that, like you said, it's great to have them witness this. I mean, what is that like to give them this gift?
You're going to make me cry.
Sorry.
Can't even explain it. It's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, that's a pretty, I would say, accurate description of what the feeling would be.
By the way,
it sounded like he called him Luca.
Okay, dude, get
over
it.
No, listen to it. I'm just saying. Because he says Luke, but it sounds like he said Luca.
That's a pretty cool moment, and that's a pretty cool answer. Just what else are you going to say?
Yeah, bro, it's awesome. I just hit a walk-off in my major league debut. What am I supposed to tell you? That's okay.
A whole lifetime of being shuttled to and from Little League games, camp after camp, probably travel baseball, all the sacrifices that – and listen, I mean, sacrifices is a you get it. But all the things that led to that, and you just the culmination. It's all probably downhill from here.
Jeez.
Let's be honest.
Wow.
How's it getting? I mean, maybe it gets better, but aren't
he leads the Phillies to the World Series?
Sure, that'd be great. But only one time in his life.
Why are you so pessimistic towards everything? Like, this kid just has the moment
it's
of
awesome.
A lifetime. And here's you.
It's awesome.
That's so great. Hey, bro, it's all downhill from here.
I'm enjoying. I want to make sure that the moment is enjoyed for what it is.
You're one of those people that's outlook on life is, yo, my life has been downhill since 4 years old, guys.
No,
you peak at four and it's just a smooth sail down.
I am one of those guys. That when something awesome is going on, I do what I call the internal DVR. I flip on record, and I try to appreciate it in the moment. Like, I'll tell my wife all the time, you know, especially these days, hey, let's enjoy this. We're all playing a board game the other night. I said, you know, like that.
Honey, it's us and the kids, and they're growing up so
that's exactly
fast.
Right. Exactly right. When the whole time when the team stayed, I mm-hmm. made sure to be like, this might be it.
Right.
This might be the best at the time. I thought this might be the best moment of our lives. Might be. It's probably all downhill from here.
Hey, spoiler, it wasn't.
You got to appreciate it.
I'm all for appreciating it. I just don't think after the kid's first game, we should be telling him his career's downhill from here.
I didn't tell him that.
You just said it.
I said it could be all downhill.
Oh, it could be. See, there's the old, I'm going to protect myself caveat. I'm just insert the word could. That way, when this dude has 40 homers this year, the Phillies win the World Series, damn it, I could have been like, well, I didn't exactly say it wasn't going to be.
Here's the logic.
See, I know the logic. You don't have
you
to
know
explain
the logic.
It.
If he hits 40 home runs.
You're a genius.
He's still going to be happy. He's going to be ecstatic. He's not going to be like, you know, I didn't prepare for this, so now I'm not as happy. But if he doesn't, he will have appreciated that moment.
Right.
And he'll have prepared himself.
You know, I have a feeling he's going to appreciate it regardless mm-hmm. of the rest of his career. That moment will always be appreciated.
The revenue from a waterfront ballpark at Howard Terminal would allow the traditionally penny-pinching A's to pay as much as the top 10 teams in baseball, according to friend of the show and team president Dave Cavill. Quote, we can go from having one of the lowest five payrolls in the league to a top 5 or 10, depending on the year. It's going to be such a remarkable change in our business. And I think with the savvy and business acumen of Billy Bean and David Force. Isn't Billy Bean leaving?
Well, the rumor is. I mean, he hasn't confirmed
okay.
it.
Giving them that type of resource is going to be incredible. And that's what we are striving to do. It's interesting to see this go now because it's very obvious if you missed the interview yesterday. It's on KHDK.com and YouTube. Dave Cavill is this is it. This is the last ride of the Oakland Athletics. And they are Paul Revere in their way through the city and all of Northern California saying, Vegas is coming. Vegas is coming. Or more apropos, we are going. We are going. We've whatever you want to say, whichever side you're on, however much you want to blame or not blame the A's, this is it. July 20th, there is a vote. And then there is a binding vote shortly thereafter if they get a yes. If either of those are no, we're gone. And if they're a yes, we're staying. And that is, I will say, no matter what happens, I guess, at least there's a choice in the matter. You know, this isn't a team sneaking out in the middle of the night.
Right.
This isn't a team being sold to Seattle. This is a team saying, hey, here's the vote. This is what we want to do. If you don't like it, vote no, but we're going to leave. And that will be all three of your major league teams in the last, 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Have left. We will be the third. You will lose three major league teams in under a decade.
Actually, I think it might be two. It's 2 years.
Okay.
Good
so then,
Lord.
Then it would be 5 years because
right.
they'd be gone in 2 or 3 years. In a five-year period, Oakland will lose three major league teams if this vote doesn't happen.
Like that.
Like that. Like that. Good luck getting them back. Good luck getting any of them back.
No, at that point, you are hoping for the XFL or the USFL to come play in Oakland.
Matt George is going to step in with you next Friday, and I'm wondering if we can either get him. I talked to you about this off the air, or maybe a guy like Kyle, the two biggest A's fans I know, because I see a lot of A's fan that is so mad at the team, and it's tough to have a conversation with them. I want to do our best to use our platform and to try to help keep the team here. But I also need to understand, I'm not talking about the frustration of losing free agents. I'm not talking. I want to know why A's fans. I had A's fans on my Twitter timeline say, let them go. We're not. Well, I wouldn't vote yes. And I'm. I it's like when the Raiders left, but a little bit different. I was blown away by the amount of Raiders fans that were like, oh, we'll follow them in Vegas. It's not the same with A's fan. A's fans just like, yeah, no, they've screwed us so much. I hate Fisher. I hate ownership. Let them go. And I'm like, help me understand. Help me on my own ignorance. Truly. The team is offering to privately fund a $12 billion deal to keep the team. We had to do a public-private partnership for a $500 million arena. They're doing $12 billion. And they've been working on this thing for 20 years. Far from perfect. Why aren't you turning on the city? I truly don't get it, and I need to be educated.
I think there's a – and again, it's a much deeper conversation because we have to go. Yeah. But I think there's a large level of that fan base that is so over that ownership and kind of see it as a power play versus wanting to stay in Oakland and don't feel, you know, that – I don't know. That's the sense I get.
I need
but
to
your point, I don't understand it fully.
We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, we had one playoff game last night. The Suns beat the Nuggets, and our old friend Michael Malone had words for his team last night. Nate, it's short for naked. Nate Bjorkgren, or Bjorkgren, as Jay likes to say, out as the Pacers head coach, and Rudy Gobert gets an award. We'll round all that up next.
Got something to say? Text the show at 916-339-1140. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
A little bit of breaking news personally. Today may, in fact, well, let's say tomorrow, may, in fact, be my last day at the station. Jay's just finding this out.
Yeah.
I got a phone call last night while I was making dinner. I have just won $8 million in the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
That's still a thing?
All I have to do today is I have to go to a Walmart with this code I was given. Uh-huh. And I pay $300 to send the message to this place with the code. And they wire me $8 million.
Was it Ed McMahon who called you?
It wasn't. He's been dead for years, Jay.
Could have been a spirit.
No.
Wouldn't that be cool if it was?
Yes. I loved Ed McMahon. Anyways, I'll update you tomorrow. $8 million. All I got to do is wire $300 to this place.
From a Walmart.
From a Walmart.
Not sketchy at all.
So the cashier will know exactly what to do. Part of me actually wants to know, like, how does the Walmart cashier, I don't understand the scam, but this guy was really excited for me.
I'm really excited for you.
My thought is this, if you ever win $8 million, you're not going to get a scratchy sounding dialer produced telemarketing call from some dude who sounds like he's in a bathroom with a dog barking in the background constantly.
My guy, listen.
Yeah.
You would think that, right? Like the average human would hear that and be like, scam.
Right.
What if I were to tell you?
Oh, God, did I just lose $8 million?
No.
He asked me.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people that fall for these scams. I've watched it. I've actually seen it.
He asked me for my name, and I said, my name is Rue. It's a strange name. And he goes, could you spell it? I said, R-U. And he goes, okay, last name. And I said, let me spell it for you. S is in Sam, T is in Tom, U, P is in Paul, I, D is in David. And he goes... He goes, okay, well, Mr. Stupid. And I go, no, that's Are You Stupid?
By the way, like, and
dude actually called me Stupid.
Put a bow on this. Like, you know, they'll always the joke, like, oh, send this person to Nigeria money, blah, blah, blah. Those scams. My ex girlfriend's mom, I watched as it unfolded.
Oh, I saw a thing.
I mean, I'm telling you, I experienced it. It was something. Dude.
Hundreds of millions of dollars they make on these scams. They work.
Waited at the airport with signs for this person.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, man.
Oh, no. Oh. All right. Well, Mike Malone didn't call his team stupid.
Might as well have.
He didn't say, are you stupid? But he had things to say after they got blown out by the Suns again.
We had a lot of guys play really bad tonight. And then we allowed the impact of not making a shot to affect the other end. And it was really, I mean, playoff basketball. Can you sit down and guard one-on-one? This was just an embarrassing performance all the way around from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And this...
We're walking out of here with our heads held down, rightfully so. And there's a reason that their crowd is yelling Suns in four and they're calling for a sweep, because if we play like this back in Denver, this is going to be a really quick series.
You know, it's funny. People forget, because as we move along in years, things switch. We talked a lot about Dwight Gooden being Gary Sheffield's uncle. Mm-hmm. No longer is Gary Sheffield Dwight Gooden's nephew, and how that was a thing once upon a time. People forget that that's Brendan Malone's son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's Pistons coaching great Brendan Malone's son. And Brendan would get in your ass. Brendan was old school and raised a son that is like Mike Malone has no problem. No pro. This is a guy. This is a guy that stood toe to toe with DeMarcus Cousins when DeMarcus Cousins said, "I didn't even know who you were. I had to Google you." Stood toe to toe with him. I won't say what he said back, but stood toe to toe with him. And guess what? At least I don't know about now, but at one point. Other than, obviously, Coach Cal, favorite coach DeMarcus ever played for.
Mm-hmm.
Had a relationship with Mike Maloney, never had with another pro coach. And I don't know if it's going to work. But one thing during the game that I kind of enjoyed last night was Aaron Gordon, who's been on the team less than half the season.
Yeah, five minutes.
At one point when they were getting blown out, he was going back and forth with Jay Crowder. And they finally got in each other's faces, double technical.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon stood up. And Crowder, and I say this with respect, you know, he plays a little bit of bully ball, but in a clean way.
Yeah, he's not a dirty player. But he's a physical guy that's exactly going to get in your face and try to get in your head.
He's in that Draymond Green, Marcus Morris.
Draymond Green light? Really, I mean, light.
They're light. They're different shades of bully ball, but in your face, where they're a little, there's old school to all those guys. And if you're getting your ass kicked, and we talked about this with the Kings a lot of times this year, the Kings just don't have anybody like that. Zach Randolph's another, like, they'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe Aaron Gordon picked the wrong guy on the Suns to get in his face, but I like that. It wasn't dirty. They were just kind of jostling back and forth down low, hands flying, all that, and then they got in each other's faces. I like that. I like a guy like Gordon saying, "We're getting blown out right now on your home floor, but we're here." And you know what? They kept getting blown out. Maybe Mike Malone gets in there and goes, "Guys, all that's happened is we're down 0-2 to the higher-seeded team, and they won two home games. Now we're going to our floor, and our fans are going to be behind us."
You know, I'm giving Michael Malone's personality. Something tells me maybe it's along those lines, but there's probably a few more curse words.
Yeah.
And given what he said to the media, probably 10 times worse what he said in the locker room to those guys. And I think that's fine. I think Malone has the ear of his team and can do that. Is there any chance the Nuggets lose game three?
Yes.
You think so?
I think there's a chance they get swept.
I don't think there's a chance they lose game three.
You're telling me that a team that has gotten blown out in the first two games, there's no chance they lose game three.
Oh, no, there's always a chance.
I mean, you strongly...
When I say no chance, I mean I strongly feel that they will win game three.
I think
Michael Malone is that good of a coach, and I think he has his players' ear, and I think those guys are professional enough to know, like, you know what, we have been bad for two games, and we are not that bad. They're going to go. They'll win game three.
This is a team that's been blown out by a combined score of 42 points in two games, and it wasn't like 2 points in one and 40 in the other. They've been blown out. I don't entirely disagree with you that game three should be a much better game, but I honest to God, I can't wait to see this. I'm curious. I'll look during the break. I'll bet you the Suns are favored.
They should be. I think they should be. I mean, they'll be favored probably.
About 2.5, 3 points.
Took the words right out of my mouth. And I think that's fair. But, I mean, you saw it last round with the Clippers and Mavs. Everyone had the Clippers dead after two games.
Sure.
And they came out and won the next two games on the road. Again, I just feel like Malone has his team's ear. Malone has respect. And those guys, again, they are a very good basketball team. They know better. They're going to come out and win on game three.
I will say this, and we got to go. I do agree with you on this. If they lose game three, it's not going to be because they didn't show up, and it's not going to be because of lack of coaching. It will just simply be the Suns are too good. But I am here for game three in Denver. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
That's a pretty obvious statement. Of course I'm here for game three. I'm not going there. That's kind of a weird thing to say. It is what it is. Top of the hour. Soundgarden, and I'm so excited about this. Charles Barkley on the future of the Sacramento Kings, and he's not kind, just to say the least. And the thrill, Will Clark. Is he calling one of his own players an idiot? I'll let you judge as the God speaks on hitting. We'll do that next.